Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
All right, so I know everybody wants to get into the video. There's lots of sports stuff, and I promise you we'll do it. It's not going to be a 45-minute discussion on did you ever play spin the bottle or anything like that. But you have to, you know, you guys are my friends, so you need to let me vent a little bit. And also, you're free to have a laugh at it if you want to. I'm not a clumsy person. I'm not a guy who walks around and is dropping things and breaking things. I'm not a great dancer. I'm not, you know, Fred Astaire, but I'm not.
Then where did I get this from? Because I break things a lot.
Well, yeah, no, but
Almost artistically.
I don't think I'm clumsy. I think I'm just being objective. So let me tell you what's transpiring so that, and you can get a feel for what it's like to be in our house. And I promise we won't spend long on this. So Terry and Tommy, calm the blank down, all right?
Is this why we were a little late getting on? Because I was worried about you. I thought maybe there was a tech issue or something.
It's part of what I'm about to tell you. So here's the deal. Most of you know, since October, I've been battling this very, very painful and bad back situation. I'm like many people. I'm not unusual in that regard, but it's bad. And I'm going to a pain center and I'm getting treatment and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but so the weird thing is, like a lot of people have back issues. Some days it comes and goes, and literally from October till, what is today, Monday, till Friday, 3 days ago, it was always bad. It was just differing degrees of bad. Like if you go the pain scale 1 to 10, it was never a 1. It was an 8, and then a 6, then a 7, then a 5, then back to 8, and so a 9, where I was practically screaming, and then go down to 5 again. But all of a sudden, Friday, it was like a 1. It was almost gone. And I was like, oh, my God, wow. So weekend was pretty groovy. I was actually able to move a little bit. I was bopping around, and so
you bust out the old Adidas sweatsuit and were breakdancing. That was kind of cool. You're breaking down boxes.
But you know the problem is once it starts feeling good, you forget that the situation's there. So now keep that in the back of your mind. Now we go on other things. I have a wonderful, wonderful partner in life. My wife is a very beautiful woman, and has very, very definitive ideas about taste. But the thing I think Nick will agree on, he's going to have to chime in, is she weighs like what she weighed when we got married. And so she's a little bit of style over substance when it comes to decorating. So she will put things that are in places so that the walking path suits a person who is...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm...
Right? Am I telling
no,
the truth?
No, I say this, and after running into the 15th Christmas decoration through like a window... That I mean, I'm very much a if I'm a running back, I'm a Benny Snell. I'm very much a yards after contact type guy. I'm not going to slip through there like Lynn Bowden. I'm just not. That's not my thing. Okay. So I say mom makes hallways and everything skinny bitch accessible,
yes,
and
exactly.
Not fat ass accessible like you and I.
Well said. Okay, so this morning I am making my way up to the shower to get my day started. All excited. But let me give you a little interjection. Because I was feeling better Friday, and like I said, Friday and most of Saturday, I was feeling funky, feeling groovy, ready to go. Saturday night, I did Saturday late afternoon, I did the Kansas-Texas Tech game for ESPN from the house here. And my wife's dining room set of choice, I'm fairly certain in an earlier life, was a fortress for the World War I soldiers. The chairs are, I don't know, 9,000 pounds each, maybe.
Oh yeah, those. If it was a WWE thing and you swung one of those,
They could never use them because they literally would kill the guy. He couldn't use it as a prop.
Unless you were wrestling a Sherman tank, I'm pretty sure
would come out with significant damage. So we're getting ready to do the game, and I have to shuffle things around because we don't normally live like it's a TV studio, but for the game, you have to set your stuff up. There's a computer and there's a Zoom call and another Zoom camera so that they can see you, and then the big monitor, and you got a stat monitor, and blip, dip, 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 dip. And so I'm trying to make room around the table, so I went to move one of the chairs. And I grabbed it like you would 99% of kitchen or dining room chairs in the country with one arm. And I just went to lift it to move it. I only had to move it about a foot. But I didn't get back there, bend your knees, UPS training. I just went to move it, and it was the little men who run out and stab me in the back, raced back with the glee. We missed you. We've been gone for 2 days. So they went, wah, 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 wah. So I set myself back like 2 months, and it was back at about an 8 or a 9. So that was bad enough. So now this morning, I'm trying to go up and get my day started and head into the shower. And there's a skinny witch. She's not the witch. That's a bad choice of words. She's a nice person. But a skinny passageway that is not suited for people like Nick and I. So it's a big storage container. And I go to turn the corner, and I cut it a little too close. And I bang my knee on the container, and it knocks me off balance. And I stumble twice to my right and have to brace myself, or I probably would have gone out the window. So I am barefoot at the time, so I go to stop myself, and I hear a crack in my right foot. I don't know what that meant, but it was audible. It was crack, and so now my entire right foot is basically unusable. So, and that was...
You think you broke some? Wait.
Okay, we're still not done with today's wonderful excitement. So now my back hurts, so I'm hobbling for that. I can't put any pressure on my right foot. And then I come down here and I say, well, we got to do something to get through the show here. So I have a back massager thing that I haven't used in a while, but I'm trying to crack that out again. So I plug it in, and when I do, I knocked all the equipment off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, the V Show. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. So that was why. And then I had to reboot everything. I had to reboot the modem, the Comrex, had to reconnect everything. And now I don't have an outlet for the back thing. So on top of it, I don't even have the back massager. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday. So there you go. Okay. There we go. Now, so that's it. So you're my friends. Yep, there it is. That's the only thing missing for today. Unbelievable. Absolutely. The only thing is I didn't set anything on fire, thank God. But I'm
proud of you.
And I have a game tonight. On top of doing the show now, I have a game tonight. I've got
that's good.
The Syracuse-Duke game going on tonight, which should be interesting because this is the first game between the two teams since Jim Boeheim made his comments about Jalen Johnson. So I know we're going to have to be ready for discussion about that. So,
but on a positive note, it's the only game where you don't have to do any pregame. Because neither one of the coaches talked to no one. They're Johnny Tightlips.
You know, when we do these games, Self is great, and Chris Beard's great, and Tony Bennett's fantastic, and Rick Barnes is great, and the only handful of schools that won't do anything, you probably count them on one hand, Syracuse and Duke and Kentucky. Everybody else is very accommodating. So, since it's Syracuse and Duke, nobody will talk to us. If we do it on site, we talk to
them. I understand. How is your mother?
Well, wait, who says I have a mother?
That's about right. We talked to Shire from Duke if we're on site, but we're not going to do that on phone. So, let's just get on the air at 7. I think we have the game tonight, don't we? I'm sure we do. What else would we
have?
Yeah,
I got to check the schedule. Sorry, I know the promo sheet's updating as it goes. I know I forwarded it to you, but... Let me pull it up real fast. Won't take me no time.
Oh, and here's good news for you. And I promise you, we're getting promised. Last thing, but I just saw this. How about this? The bread man. Going to be
Artemi Panarin. Assault allegations.
Going to take a leave of absence from the team.
Okay. It's not good. But there is a little some here. And I think the Russians are out to get him. I'm not even kidding. There's discussion that this is a slam piece because he, in a podcast last year, was very, 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 very vocal against the Putin government. So my two cents on the whole thing, and this is the discussion that's going on with the hockey guys. I think there's numerous things here that could all be true. The Breadman did something very, very bad when he was 18, but because he was a Russian prodigy and hockey star. Similar to what they did with Islanders goalie Varlamov, they kind of swept it under the rug. They have seemingly
right. Enough time on this. Hurry up,
so they swept it under the rug, and now they're bringing it back out because they're mad at him. And so there's a lot of bad stuff there with the bread man.
Now, let's get to the video, which Chris Mack is going to address on our show. Not for us, but for, I mean, not just for us, but 150. They had the conference presser today. He said, I'm not, he did Johnny Tight Lips about it for the, which is good. They only have a few minutes for that presser. So no reason to waste the 5 minutes they get for that on this. And then he'll talk about it at 150 here. Let me give you, I saw it. I know, quite honestly, I mean, Sweeney must have, did he throw a party over the weekend? That had to make him so happy. He just had to be so.
He was pretty level-headed about it, I got to be honest.
Yeah, well, he said that.
Yeah, on Twitter.
I would think he'd love that. That's what he wants to see rivalries be. He wants to see people doing foolish things. And I think it was a foolish thing. That's my opinion. I'm allowed to say it. I'm not loyal to Chris. Derek Wood has been so nice to me. He's just a wonderful guy. I'm not in Chris's little inner social circle, but he has been nothing but accommodating and kind and pleasant and laughs at a joke if I make it. So there's no personal thing there. But as my brother Jim said a long time ago, the problem with drinking is it makes you think you're invisible. And that's what I would suggest there. They want to go do that. Yeah, it's a rivalry game, and they won. And if they wanted to do something to support Kenny Payne, it was a funny message. I mean, you know, they've only played once since he's been gone, and Eric Schellen, you're owned forever. But I personally would not do that. But maybe that's why I wasn't wired for coaching. Maybe that's been a fan. So that's the kind of rivalry I want. If only he'd had took a pee in the video, then we'd have had the whole picture. But I mean, I'm a product of my own environment. Again, not trying to, I think Chris is a hell of a coach and going to have a hell of a career. But the fact of the matter is the guy he's talking about, his team, the guy's a Hall of Famer. Whether you or I like it or not, Cal's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I remember when my brother got the NC State job, and I know people will not believe this because that has turned into the Duke-Carolina rivalry. But when he got that job, it was much more the Carolina State rivalry. Duke was kind of the oh-by-the-way team in that. The guy who preceded him at NC State, Norm Sloan, oh, my God, he and Dean hated each other. And it was ugly and terrible. And Jimmy came in and said, why am I going to do that? The guy's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it wasn't yet named, but eventually he's going to have a court named after him. What am I going to gain by doing that? We're going to try as hard as we can every single time we play him to beat them. And, you know, and that's the way it's going to be. But I don't need to go in there and try and pick a fight with the guy or take cheap shots at the guy. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And maybe it was because Dean was so established in the business, much like Cal is, I mean, that he thought Jimmy was funny. I mean, it took him a long time. At first, he admitted he was like, who the hell is this? I've never seen a guy like this. And Jimmy was just doing one-liners. And they, you know, they got along fine. I mean, the Yankees and the Red Sox, the fans want to kill each other when they play, as well they should. When Joe Torre was the manager and Terry Francona was the manager of the Red Sox, they visited like once a week by phone. They'd been long friends and they stayed in touch. I don't think it undercuts a rivalry. I'm sorry, I'm just giving you my opinion. Fans don't want to hear this. They wanted to hit and just hit and kill and hit and kill and kill and kill and kill. But I don't think it's not indicative of the rivalry. So if you want to say that you were looking at that and hoping it was indicative of that, then I don't see where there's any benefit to that. The other way to look at it is, and I do think this is part of it, it was funny. They were doing a tribute to Kenny Payne. I don't know how close any of them are to Kenny, but, you know, they won the game, and Kenny was the reason they won. I mean, nobody in their right mind thinks that he was the reason they won all those games. I mean, Kenny's a great coach, but, I mean, come on. You know, Anthony Davis probably had something to do with some games, and I imagine Cal had something to do with it as well. So I just, you know, if they were trying to be funny and they had a laugh about it themselves, that's what you do after some games. But I don't know, you know, it's why Derek Jeter would make people check their phones at the door when he had his parties, because I don't know what Chris is going to say. I don't know if he's going to think it's worthy of an apology or he's going to say we were just goofing around. But
that's like the only thing I think.
The problem is when you drink, you think you're invisible.
And yeah, but and I'm not excusing it because I do think it was. I mean, there's other things that you could, you know, maybe look at it. I mean, the fact that I'm sorry, and not to be that guy, but you know, no one was masked up. I feel like people can point at
well,
that.
I didn't even get into but, that. That was going to be the second thing I brought up.
But the thing I think is also like they weren't putting that on social media. It just was. I mean, we send goofy videos to each other all the time that aren't meant to see the light of day. It's not like you know we get on there and we start saying racist stuff to each other. But you know, I mean, you say goofy things to one another, and you're not. It's a joke among friends. It's not supposed to. You know, rile anybody.
How naive can you be? That's the whole point. You tell your players, always be careful because, you know, with great, to whom much is given, much is expected. You play basketball at Louisville, you tell guys that because that would be their excuse. Well, it wasn't coach. It was just supposed to be me and a couple of guys noodling around. Hey, you play basketball for the University of Louisville. Don't assume that somebody's not going to have interest in seeing a video. And if somebody's got a camera there, you've got to better be careful. How can you say that and then do it yourself? If somebody, they're staring right at the camera, so obviously they know somebody's taping it. So, I mean, if you do that, they're like nude pictures, man. Assume somebody's going to see them. I mean, that's just the reality.
And that's fair. But at the same time, I do think, like, this wasn't the calculated, you know, we got to do what, you know, makes John happy. Like the video that you go putting it out there.
That was funny.
Yeah, I know. And so did I. But I feel like, you know, these aren't the same thing. Like they're not. You can, I mean, everything you said is true. But I do think, you know, that doesn't mean what I'm saying is untrue. It, yeah, there is, you got to be careful. And sure, like you could say that, yeah, okay, guys, I got sloppy. But at the same time, this was a joke among friends. You can't completely dismiss that, I think. That's just my opinion.
Who took the video? Do we know?
I forgot. I don't know if it. I remember seeing that got mentioned, but I don't know who the name was. If there was a name, but I do know that it anonymously somehow got sent to KSR.
Well, like I said, you know, we'll see what he's got to say, and he's got to kind of, you know, you got to be you. You got to do your own thing. But, I mean, and I hope that doesn't come across as disloyal because I am supportive of Chris and I like him very much. But I would not have done that. And I think it was, you know, I would not have done that on camera. I mean, what you do when the camera's off, I mean, again, within reason, like you said, not, well, the camera's off and now you're spewing, you know, racist and all sorts of hatred. Nobody's suggesting that's ever good, camera or not. But something like this, that if you say, hey, we're just not, you know, listen, of course you're going to be excited about beating Kentucky. It hasn't happened all that much around here lately. And that's a big monkey off your back when you finally win that game. But I don't think that the only thing I take issue with is the fan who looks at that and says, oh, good, well, that means this guy really wants to win. I don't think that's the yardstick for that. I mean, in other words, I think, yes, I really do think he wants to win. But I think if you didn't do that video, you wouldn't want to win any less. Like I said, I never was interpreting when my brother was getting along with Dean that he was not very aware of how big a deal it was to beat Carolina. And I remember it took him like 5 tries the first time they won. Dean literally came over and shook his hand and said, I'm really happy for you. And Jimmy said, you know, I thought about it when I was walking to the locker room, and I think he meant it. The guy is in the Hall of Fame. He lost one game. Everybody, it's basketball. Everybody loses. He wasn't going to go blow his brains out over it. And so he knew what it meant to Jim. And so he said it, and I think he meant it. So I would rather have it work like that. To me, that's, I just think that is, yes, I am a bit altruistic, okay? I think that we got a lot of problems that go on in college sports. And I think that, The examples that we have the opportunity to set in college sports, we don't always embrace. Instead of seeing us at our best selves in college sports, too frequently we see us at our worst selves, and in rivalries especially. And so if you have a chance to go out there and just absolutely rip your guts out and bleed from your eyeballs to try and win the game, fantastic. This game is so important. There's not an ounce of blood, sweat, or tears I'm going to leave behind. Great. But then you don't have to window dress it with a bunch of other stuff. That's all I'm suggesting. And I don't think this is a super, super big deal. But It's unnecessary. That's all I'm suggesting. So we'll see what he's got to say about it, we'll talk about that.
Do you want to hear the actual soundbite? Shout out to our boy Brian.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure not everybody's heard it, but most of you have. If you haven't heard it, in fact, that'd be a great tease. We'll do it on the other side. We'll take a break. When you come back, you can hear what we're talking about here in the first hour of this Monday edition of the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Completely, 100% totally sarcastic. Congratulations to the U.S., who has reached 500,000 deaths from coronavirus. 500,000. Still fighting it, but hopefully getting better. So there's the latest news there. This is the comment of the that we've been alluding to in the first part of the show. Most of you have probably heard it, but that's the wrong level I'm turning. That's the one I want to do. Well, I'm blowing my brains out over here. I got to turn that down somehow. Let's see if I can turn that down. There we go. That helps. Oh, that's good. Wonderful. And my levels say you are good, and everybody's happy in America. Oh, for God's sake! It's as far as it goes. It can't go any higher, and that's where it's staying. Okay, so here's the deal. These are the comments that, it's not comments. It's a video. And Eric Wood is doing most of the talking, and Chris Mack is behind him, jumping around, dancing, looking at the camera. I assume it was the day they beat Kentucky, right? I think that's what it was.
Believe it, yeah. It was December 26th. Our buddy Fabulous Phil Baker sent me some stuff. Here, the story and video made waves on social media Saturday after Drew Franklin and KSR posted it. 33-second clip with his film screaming into the camera. Mac is in the background with his hands on Wood's shoulders, occasionally yelling. Payne said that the video was shot by Troy Hankey, a Louisville businessman who is a friend of Wood and Payne. So there you go.
All right. So here we go. Tee it up.
Hey!
Wait.
Kenny Payne won those games.
Yeah!
Kenny Payne is gone.
Yeah!
You know what Kentucky is? Minus Kenny Payne, 0-1.
What?
0-1 forever.
What?
Cal will never, never beat UofA again. Never. Kenny Payne in the New York Knicks. Go. No. UofA versus UK. Minus Kenny Payne, 0-1 forever.
There you go. So, I mean, you hear whoever that is in the background laughing, which isn't Chris. Chris is yelling, yeah, and stuff like that right behind Eric. And then I don't know whether it's the guy shooting the video or somebody else. He's obviously trying, you know, they'll never beat Louisville again because Kenny Payne's not there. I mean, come on. Obviously, they're
The texter even pointed it out. Mac, you hear Mac at that point going, I don't know about never beating us again.
Like, is that what he said?
Yeah, I mean, Mac even goes, I don't know about that, you know. Hey, now.
So they were just, you know, having fun. But still, I'm not so certain. And it was, you know, again, now the hit. All right, Nick, I'm going to tell you one last time. That the bar for my volume is as high as it goes. Okay? How can I crank it? It's turned all the way up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But the problem is, then I do the games for Bristol, and I get on, and they go, whoa, turn that down. So, well, I can't turn it any higher than this. I'm sure the listeners are thrilled at this conversation yet again.
I'm sorry, and now I'm on the air. I was in your ear during all that, because I was using profanity. I didn't want to come on the air. But no, sorry, like, just my levels were coming in a little low, that's all. People want to hear your thoughts on this. I guarantee you that.
All right. By the way, now I'm blowing my own brains out.
Good God. I'm sorry. You sound so good on my end now. I'm sorry. I feel like this is that Dr. Seuss thing where, you know, the guy's got too small a bed. And when he moves one way, his legs hang off. And then when he moves the other way, his head hangs off. That's kind of what we're dealing with here. But you sound great right now.
Okay, so I think I got everything set up now. There was two knobs I could turn. I didn't realize there was a second one. Did Dawn find her check?
Yes. Yes. Don Founder check. We're still missing, though, New York Mike's Super Bowl winnings that he sent to us. I don't know where that went. So I'm going to have to shake down some people. I might just hit process in the knee with a pipe just for the hell of it.
All right. So that's anybody texting anything? We get any interesting thoughts on that?
Yeah, no. There was some text. There was a texter that brought up that Chris Mack point. Let me pull back up the text line here. 437-9680. Let's see here. Troy Hankey's on the Mack Family Foundation and is a neighbor of theirs.
Nice.
Let's see here. The video kidding Kenny Payne is fun among friends. Too bad others are kind of making a big deal about it. If some don't have a sense of humor, it's their problem. Likely payback will be rough next year, and Mac and the team will have to be ready. Let's see here. This texter is saying that Tyree needs to reinstate the soccer players he kicked out of school immediately. Do as I say, not as I do.
Well, you want to know the truth. That's the second part of the storyline. I'll be honest with you. I probably should have spent more time on that. COVID may derail their season. You saw what happened against Carolina. It was ridiculous. And that's the byproduct. I know you can say, well, it can't all be COVID. It was pretty damn much all COVID. That was a team that looked like they'd just gotten together in July, rolled the balls out, and said, how about we go play one of the most storied programs in the country? So, I mean, and they paid the price. But so you look at that and say they've had a couple of stoppages now, and it's been really awkward. And you say, okay, well, maybe they were just bad. Maybe it was just bad luck, and maybe ultimately it was bad luck. But when you see that, you wonder what really went on. I got to admit, that's the truth. I mean, that was right in the throes of when everything was happening. And, that's not what really needed to be going on then. So I know it's a very happy time and everybody's celebrating, but there's a million people on top of each other, no masks, and this team may have had their season derailed from it. So that's a legitimate question to ask. I'm sure somebody will ask that today.
Yeah.
But, that's a legitimate point you raise, or whoever raised it. That's a good one.
And I brought it up, and a texter kind of took a little umbrage with it, and he said, well, you know, come on. And this is the other thing. Sounds like there's a lot of people there. We don't know how many people are there. And I'm going to be honest. I really do try to mask up. I got COVID. You can make all your comments that you want. If it's a small gathering and there's like 4 to 6 of us inside, I'll probably take my mask off. So I don't want to, you know, be that guy that, you know, is throwing rocks in a glass house. So I don't know how many people were there. It does sound like it was, you know, there are a decent number of people there. So, but regardless of all that, given that, and Andy made this point on Twitter, that whether you like it or not, Louisville sadly is kind of the face of a team ravaged by COVID this year.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so someone's going to make that connection regardless. If it was 5 people there, if it was Troy, Eric, his significant other, Chris, and Christy Mack, if it was just the 5 of them, someone's going to make that point regardless. And Plumber Chuck wants to weigh in as well. And this other texter, though, and this is an attitude I think some of the fan base has, says, who cares about the Mack video and everything like that? I want to hear why they lost by 45 million points against UNC.
And I just told you why.
No, I know, but I think
God, you may say that's way too simple. Okay, well, again, here we go. I'm going to play that card. You never coached. I mean, why do you think these teams, why do you think in the middle of the week North Carolina scheduled a game? Who the hell they play? I don't even know who they played. Northeastern or somebody? I don't remember who they paid. They wrote a check, said, come down, we desperately need a game. They play. Why would they do that? If it's not important to have prepared for a game, why do you think they would do it? They got money to burn in this COVID economy? Because it's that important. And not only was Louisville not playing games, their practices were completely disrupted and derailed. So you don't play well, and you're not prepared, and you're not in shape, and you're not game tested. I mean, what the hell do you think is going to happen? I mean, Carolina is hitting its stride right now. And Louisville is, it looks like I said, it looks like it's August 8th and the guys just got back to campus. How about we have some open gym? Let's go do a little open gym here. That's why. So, you know, that's not every team has reacted that way, but a lot of them have. Go back and do a little bit of research. Go look at the first game back from a big COVID break when teams haven't been able to practice. That's happened a lot. Now, sometimes it hasn't, but mostly those have been teams that have been able to keep practicing. A lot of teams that had
or their COVID break is like 3 or 4 reasons. Days. This has been 2 weeks, right?
If you have a layoff because the opponent is dealing with COVID, then you're still practicing. You're mad because we're supposed to play Wednesday. Now we're not playing, crap. All right, we're supposed to play Saturday. Oh, we're not playing Saturday, crap. But you're still in there. You're practicing. It's kind of like the preseason. But when the delays are because of your COVID situation, it's completely different. Remember when they told us they didn't even have six guys to practice one day? I mean, how do you think you're going to prepare for a game that way? So that's why. If that's what you want to hear, I don't think I'm oversimplifying it. You're welcome to say, well, I don't, it's inexcusable. All right, fine. Say whatever you want. But I'm just telling you, you asked why, that's why. So there you go.
All right. You want to take Plumber Chuck's call, and then we'll get our boy Tim Sullivan on?
Sure. Right. Plumber Chuck, did you say?
Indeed.
Hello, Plumber Man. How are you?
Pretty good, Bobby B. How you doing, sir?
I'm okay. What's on your mind?
This is for me, and you've known me a long time, being a fan since the late 70s and early 80s. I understand celebrating the game, but I'm going to bring the perspective from being a, how do I want to put this, outsider, being Chris Mack is a, paid a high salary, and Eric Wood and him very showing their, I would call it, being immature about the thing with the Kentucky video and stuff. You're getting paid a lot of money to be professional, and damn people down at U of L are getting furloughed left and right, and you're acting kind of like an idiot. And Eric Wood sounds like an idiot on there. So I would want your thoughts as, being an adult here like we all are, his behavior on the video. And I hang up and listen, Bobby. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you. Wow, it's hard because I'm not trying to burn bridges or come out here and do a scorched earth thing. But boy, Chris, don't get mad. I'll be honest with you. The word that came through my mind was unprofessional. That's what it looked like to me, and unprofessional because you let somebody record it. That's my point. That's what they mean by being professional. And you could say, well, it was my friend. It never dawned on me. A professional would know that if somebody's videoing this, there's a chance somebody's going to see it. And you could say, well, that's not fair. It's my private life. I can do what I want. Okay, well, then you get reaction like this. And especially in light of the fact I think he's going to have a great career. But, I mean, it's not at that level just yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, maybe he doesn't want to be. Maybe that's his whole point. Maybe he wants players to go, don't look at me like Mike Krzyzewski or Roy Williams or one of that's the other generation. I'm the new generation. I do videos. I jump around and dance. And okay, well, that's what I said. Maybe if that's what you're aiming for, then you can say you hit your target. But I think you're right. You have to be aware of what's going on. You can't be the university, not with the people who are here largely. But for a long time, the university was kind of tone deaf with stuff they would do. And the end of the last administration, that was, you got a lot of reaction from people saying, how the hell could they say that, do that? It was a little tone deaf. And they've been much better. Vince has been much better about that. And this was a little tone deaf. He's right about that. They're laying people off left and right. And you're in the room, who knows how many people, but you're climbing all over each other, no masks on, and that's supposed to be a leadership position. It's just as tough. It made it very tough to just look at that and say, oh, it's just some guys blowing off steam, especially when your team has emerged now as Sweeney put it, the poster child for COVID for this year. So that's tough. I'm not trying to be overly critical. I don't want to be critical, but I think I'm just trying to be objective so that if I say something's good, it's because I really think it's good. If you say something that you don't think was the best, somebody at their best, if you don't say it that way, then it's easy to dismiss them. Anything that happens is going to be good. I don't, that doesn't do anybody any good. Me, you, the people we're talking about. So that's what it is. I'm going to be curious what he has to say about it, though, a little bit later on. We'll hear that in our show. All right. Want to take a break? We'll take a break. And come back and get these. You made me change all my settings right now. I need a break because I'm blowing my own brains out. You should have just dealt with what you had because now it's a mess over here.
All right. Well, I'll turn my levels lower, so hopefully they won't be coming through as hot.
No, that's okay. I hear myself so loud when I'm talking. I can't hear you if you're talking too. So I talk over people. You got to get a balance. And there's no balance. I'm coming in so damn hot in my own headset. ridiculous.
Speaking of hot, and I don't know if it's, you know, I'm going through menopause or something. I have no idea. But I told Sully, it is hot as hell all of a sudden. Someone cranked up the heat. We got, you know, we're rocking the DFH thing here. So it's powerful. You got to be careful with it, man. With great DFH comes great responsibility. And someone is abusing that power in the back, and I'm running out of clothes to take off. You want Sully?
Sure, bring him in. I mean, I always like to talk to him, but I just would like to get my levels correct. But let's bring him in. He didn't get his walk-up music, though, that means. Tim Sullivan from the old spit bucket, Tim Sullivan from the Courier Journal joins us. Sorry, Tim, no Rhapsody in Blue today because we didn't come out of a break to bring you on. Sorry about that.
No apologies necessary.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm fiddling with these levels again. I was fine when we started, but then the big headed producer made me change everything. So now I'm having trouble hearing properly. So if I speak over you, I apologize in advance. Obviously, a lot of the talk is about the video that Chris Mack will address at 150. Just very open-ended question. What are your thoughts, having seen it? What are your thoughts about some of the reactions?
Well, you know, I wrote about it for this morning's paper, and you know, I guess bottom line is that I'm more concerned about the social distancing that was said or the relative sobriety of the two people on camera. You know, this is a team that's had 5 postponements since that party was held. Mac himself has had COVID-19, and half a million Americans have died. This did not strike me as someone who was taking the issue seriously, and spoke to a professional infectious diseases yesterday who echoed my concerns with real expertise. So I would hope that there's a lesson learned here. I don't know that draconian punishments are necessary, but this was not a good look.
To that end, and we're really, really playing read between the lines here, but it's pertinent, I think. When this first broke, Vince Tyree's comment was kind of, yeah, the coach will talk about it tomorrow. He didn't come out and say, well, I got to tell you, I think it's ridiculous, but the coach will talk about it tomorrow. He kind of just said, yeah, the coach will talk about it tomorrow. And, you know, I've read administrative memos long enough to know what's kind of between the lines. And he's the guy that threw a bunch of soccer players out of the program early in the year. Do you think there was, behind closed doors, a pissed off Vince Tyree, or did I read too much into that?
Well, I can't read him. I think that his probably inclination is to protect his coach, but the question of a double standard does rise from this situation. If the soccer players were dismissed from the program, should the basketball coach be held to a similar standard, or at least sanctioned in some way? Now, we don't know what Chris Mack is going to say. I'm guessing that there may be some kind of an apology for whatever embarrassment was caused, but I don't know that that really gets to the heart of the issue. And I tried to press Vince. We were texting back and forth. I didn't get to talk to him yesterday. He responded at one point as if, are your questions serious? I said, yeah, you've had all these postponements. The coach himself has had it. I didn't raise the soccer issue. I wish I had, because I do think he needs to explain what's different about this.
I hate to do this because, whenever you do this, you're speaking for somebody else, and you don't really have 100% stuff to go off of. You're kind of playing pure speculation. But you said he kind of was astounded that you were asking some of the questions. Did that imply that, his support for, it was no big deal that Chris would have done it, or that you were blowing out of proportion? Or, how would you have interpreted? In other words, was his reaction startled at your questions, or because he doesn't think it was any big deal to begin with?
Well, I don't have the text in front of me, but the sequence was that I asked him if he had a reaction to it, and he gave the comment that I quoted in the paper, and I followed up by asking, you know, and then he volunteered that you know, that they were, that both Wood and Mac were in testing protocols. And I said, well, you know, are you satisfied with that? How would you know if, you know, if they were they were clear? And that's when I got the, you know, those serious questions. You know, wait till the press conference tomorrow. So, you know, I'm guessing we're going to hear some kind of an account. But when I messaged them back and asked or made the point about, you know, the number of postponements and Mac's own positive test as proof of my being serious, he didn't respond. So, and Mac didn't respond. So, you know, we're left to guess at this point, and I don't like doing that. I'd much rather, you know, get answers from the source directly, and, you know, without, you know, making more of this than it deserves. You know, I do think that this is a pretty serious subject. You know, 500,000 Americans are dead, and you know, I would hope that the people in Mac's position would carry themselves responsibly, recognizing their example and, you know, the dangers of lack of social distancing. And, you know, it wasn't just a lack of social distancing. He's climbing all over Eric Wood during this video.
Uh-oh, we just lost him.
Yeah, I'll give him a buzz back. Sorry about that.
I heard the click, and I was like,
yeah,
he gone.
Yeah. There was a texter that passed this along, that, and I missed this. I was there for the Europe conversation and Port Perrin trying to challenge produce to grunge music knowledge. But PJ evidently confirmed that Vince Tyree was at the same get-together, for whatever that's worth. So I did not know that, but passed that along. So I don't know if he was at all part of the videoing. It was confirmed that it was Troy Hankey that was filming it. So I don't know if Vince was where or was nearby or who knows. But anyway, he was at said shindig. So I'm going to call Sully back now.
Hey, by the way, while we wait for Sully, a reminder, Louisville baseball is on ESPN Louisville and the Big X tomorrow. Eastern Kentucky takes on Louisville 2:50 p.m. That'll be on our sister stations 1450 and 96.1 FM, the Big X. Friday, Western Illinois and Louisville at 2:50 p.m. on those same stations. And then on Saturday, Western Illinois at Louisville, that moves to 93.9 The Ville at 12:50. Same deal on Sunday, because obviously we have conflicting programming, so that's one of the beauties of having all these different stations. We never get to, you never have to miss a game. So Louisville baseball Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the first two games are on 1450 and 96.1. The last two are on 93.9 The Ville. Ellison Bodenhausen coverage of Louisville baseball begins tomorrow at 12:50. And then on, that's not right. Is this an old take? This can't be right, right? Because they already played Bellarmine. They're not playing Bellarmine again, are they? No. So somebody didn't bother to change the opponents. Nice. All right. Anyway, listen to the games whenever the hell they're on.
Wait, no. Did I? That's not on the boys. If because I sent you the right one. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
That's the last one. That was sent to me today at 12:01.
Oh. Yeah. No, I sent you the right one. I don't know.
All right. Well, this is what it says. This is what it says. Ellison Bodenhausen's coverage of Louisville baseball begins tomorrow at 12:50 as the Cards take on Bellarmine. Then on Sunday, it's a doubleheader with the Knights, beginning at 11:50. Okay, so there's that. And then it says Kansas takes on Texas at 8:45 p.m. on ESPN. Syracuse at Duke. That's why. So we're not on until after Scotty's done.
Yeah, you're on 93.9 The Ville.
Okay, but you'll get some of the game. Not much of it, because I think the game is the game's at 7. Yeah, you'll get half.
Yeah, no, you'll get at least the second half.
All right, so there you go. So, and Bellarmine basketball is still floating around like John Glenn did on this day all those years ago. Today is the anniversary of the first man, American, to orbit the Earth.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's today.
I think right. Sully's phone's dead, by the way.
Oh.
So that you got to love that. Just. Oh, yep. All right, now he's charging his phone now. All right. Wait, can I? If he's charging his phone and he sent me the text, I can probably call him back, right?
You what?
If he's sending the text, that means his phone's back, right?
No, I think a text takes less juice than the phone does.
All right, well, why don't you remind everyone about the fine folks at Kroger? Then do a little soft shoe number, tap dance a little bit for us, and I'll call Sully back, and we can get maybe 5 to 8 more minutes with him. How's about that?
Head to Kroger for prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. You'll find more ways to save on the fresh you love with personalized coupons, weekly sales, and rewards like fuel points, all for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Kroger is fresh for everyone. You know who else I can remind you about? Do you know? I'll tell you exactly who I can remind you about. UPS Jobs, because they're hiring. And right now, that's nothing to sneeze at. UPS Jobs currently running attendance bonuses up to $300 for select shifts. That's a pretty significant chunk of change. Multiple part-time employment opportunities available to you with varying shifts between days and nights. If you're a college student, take advantage of Metro College and have 100% of your undergraduate tuition paid by UPS to U of L or JCTC if you work the night shift at Worldport. UPS provides great benefits, including career advancement, opportunities, upward mobility and trajectory, and paid health insurance after 9 months of employment for you and your whole family. Administrative, non-union entry-level opportunities also available with benefits after 6 weeks of employment. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information or upsjobs.com/Louisville to apply today. So there you go. So I'm getting dry-mouthed again, so another of my litany of problems. And I have a cough button now, so you don't have to listen to me swig it.
Hey, we got the cough drop.
Nice.
The old cough drop. Cool. Sully just said, yeah, he's lost power. He's charging now. All right, I'm calling him back. We're going to do this. We're going to get Sully back.
I wish I
had Rhapsody in Blue.
Not optimistic.
Ye of little faith.
Let's find out. That's it. Let's see what else we got. Other people sending me stuff. Patty Ice just sent me the most updated promo sheet as well. So there you go. Let's see if I missed anything. Well, you know that we're going to hear Chris Mack's presser. That's very important. I should mention that. There's going to be a lot of interest in that. That'll be a little bit later in this program. We'll have that at 1:50, the pre-Notre Dame talk. But I'm sure a lot of it is going to be about this video. He didn't talk about it on the ACC weekly conference call, so he'll do that today. So you can expect lots of chat about that. Louisville basketball looking to bounce back tomorrow night in the Cards. Take on Notre Dame. ESPN Louisville is your pre- and post-game home. Pre-game coverage with Marcus Maben starts at 6 p.m. on all ESPN Louisville stations. And then directly following the game, it's the U of L Health post-game with Ethan Moore, also on all ESPN Louisville stations. First place you'll hear from Coach Mack and the post-game sound. It's all on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 Louisville and the ESPN Louisville app. Kentucky takes on Florida. They look to continue this resurgence. The Cats taking on Florida, and we will have the first place after the game where you can talk about it. Post-game coverage with the J-Boys, James Strebel, Jason Entz begins around 6 o'clock. First place that you'll have all of that information, the coaches' sound, all that comes on as well.
The J-Boys, isn't that a...
To get straight with the baseball schedule, tomorrow Louisville takes on... God dang it. Louisville takes on Eastern Kentucky. They're in town at 2:50, so that's what's going on then. That game will be on the Big X, and then, as I mentioned to you, the Western Illinois series is coming up this weekend. Syracuse and Duke today, 8 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Kansas and Texas starting at 8:45 on 680-105.7. Tomorrow, Texas Tech.
Oh, God, what?
Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, I don't think. No. You got to tell Andy they changed that game to Monday.
God, I was supposed so to do many both moving parts. Games. All right, I'll pass that along.
So that game is not on the docket anymore.
Okay.
I was supposed to do that game, and then they moved it to Monday.
Okay.
So that game is actually tonight. If he wants to air it, he can. It'll come on right after my game. It'll be Mark Hestisher, and I'm not sure who's working as his analyst. But that's the game that that will be tonight, the second game of the doubleheader. They moved it to Monday for some contractual reason. I don't know. I don't understand this business the longer I'm in it. So that's what's going on there. There you go. So now you're all caught up. As clear as you can make this confusing mess of things, that's what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts with college basketball this year. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Speaking of Western Kentucky, shout out to Brian Hall's Hilltoppers. As Rick Bozich pointed out, the only local team that received any AP Top 25 votes. I don't know how many they did. I'm tap dancing because Sully called me and is having to switch phones. So he's having to go grab the phone.
Oh, it's going to his burner. You want to use this for his drug deals?
Well, yeah. Isn't he the guy that you buy your stuff from?
Not me, Jamie.
So we got that WMD, as they say.
So why don't you take a damn break, and then you can start the hour. I play, liberate, tell everybody who we are, where we are, get all that out of the way, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Because I don't want it. Because I'm out of spots to play. So I need you to tap dance for a minute for me. And then I can play it. I can play it at 50. I can play a break at 59:50. So I need you to talk for another, 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Can you do that? Can you do that for your boy?
Congratulations to our friend Anna Maria Tarullo.
Yeah, she's coming back home.
She's moving to Lexington, and she's coming back from West Virginia, and she's going to be moving into a co-host role with our good friend Keith Farmer. So that's good people there.
Yeah, and now I can go back to hating the state of West Virginia, because all the good things besides Bob Huggins are out of that state.
Oh. And the cool thing is, she's replacing Mary Jo Perino. How you doing? So
is that Italian on Italian crime a little bit?
No, I'm saying Mary Jo, I think it was her own volition. So, but you take an Italian American out, you put one in, that's good. We got a net, a net neutral instead of going backwards.
What do they do to signify that? Do they have a chimney at WKYT, the smoke, or is there like a passing of the breadstick? Like, what do they do? Let's make it stereotypical.
You go to Phil Tarullo's house and you're in the fireplace. He's got the white smoke coming out.
The Tarullo Villa? God, that place is gorgeous. It's a very pretty house.
Oh, man, there are people ripping them pretty good. This text says...
Phil Tarullo?
Chris, no.
I was going to say, like, he's the nicest guy ever.
Chris Mack looking very immature, getting paid a lot of money. Him and Eric Wood looking like two dopes. People getting furloughed at U of L and people acting like this. A little tiny bit. So sorry to say that. I like them both, but that wasn't their best decision, I don't think. In my IMHO, as they say. So there's that. What else can we tell you about? The Knicks are within one game of 500. By the way, did you see that? And that's
so are the Rangers.
Half the damn team, half the team for the Knicks is Kentucky players. I don't think the Rangers have any Kentucky players. I would bet. You know what? I would go so far as to say, I'm not sure there's one player on the Rangers roster who's even been to Kentucky. How about that? What do you think of that?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Why would they come to Kentucky?
Derby, 100%. Here's the thing: if any of them have come here, I'd say it's a 90 to 95% chance it was because of Derby. Derby transcends. It's our one thing that really...
These kids, their team's so young.
Oh, God, it's gambling, drinking, and women in sundresses. Like, that's right in a hockey guy's wheelhouse. It's right in any person's wheelhouse, really. I mean, Derby's
man,
fun.
Man, that should be it. No, you should save that for tomorrow.
What?
A Twitter poll question, because hopefully somebody from the Rangers would find out for us. Have any of the Ranger players, not the coaches, I think coaches would, have any of the Ranger players ever been to Kentucky? They're all Canadians.
For the Derby?
There's some
Americans.
To the state of Kentucky. Have
Chris
any
Kreider's American.
Players, who?
Chris Kreider.
You're banking on him coming to the Derby.
No, but you said all Canadians. They've got guys from Europe. They've got guys. Artemi Panarin is Russian.
Let me speak more clearly, since the lawyer for the opposition. The majority of the players on the Ranger roster are not American. There we go.
That is totally fair.
All right, so having said that, I don't know the demand for a guy who's evidently being used as a political pawn in Moscow to have wanted to go to the Derby. I don't know. I'm just guessing it wasn't top of his list. And I don't know if the Canadians, that's a big deal for them. Maybe it is. Maybe you'll find out five of them have been here. But I don't know if that's true. And now that Henrik Lundqvist isn't on the roster anymore, I bet you Hank's popped in here once.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't know. I don't. And by the way, when they're in the playoffs... If you make the playoffs, they're still playing at that time. The season's not
crap.
Over.
That is a good point. That is point.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of guys that have been in the playoffs.
You know what? The more you're bringing this up, they're a young team. So I feel like you wouldn't be going to Derby until like you're in your mid-20s.
I mean, this is my point.
So, yeah. All right.
Well, you want to play the ID now, or are you still...
Do you want me to play an ID in a short break and get Sully back, or just play the ID and get Sully?
Give him a minute to get his phone charged. So do it. Take a short break and bring his butt back. So do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.